Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Senator Amy Sinclair as she talks about her priorities for the legislative session.
What's left on your priorities or on your list that you really want to get to and to start the legislative session?
For me, chairing the Education Committee again this coming year, those are going to be where I'm going to focus a lot of my work. We have done some big things in the past few years related to education, specifically surrounding in 2013 education reform that created teacher leadership and compensation programs that all the schools in the state of Iowa are working on. A big priority for me is to dive into where we stand with those, see how we can tweak those if we can make them work better for folks locally, and look at the data and see how that's going so that we know if we made a wise decision or if there are things we can do to make that process better. So that's a place I would like to look at. Certainly not eliminating it, but just making sure we're on the right track with it and that schools are doing good things, and if there are places we could make it better, I would certainly be open to those suggestions. Also, last year we passed through some transportation equity dollars, some funding for rural districts, as well as district cost per pupil equity bill. That bill passed through the Senate with broad bipartisan support, went over to the House and got stalled when the numbers came in on the budget. I'm hopeful that perhaps we can have some more conversation and maybe get something, if not the same bill, at least another bill that starts to deal with that inequity that's built into our system, starts to deal with that funding inequity for all schools in the state, but specifically our schools down here in the rural areas that right out the gate are being faced with a deficit in educating the kids simply by virtue of their zip code. No child should get less of an education because they live in a place that it costs them more to get them to the school. So those are some things that are big on my horizon. Along with those, we did some big work with local flexibility last year. I'd like to see us continue along those fronts and see how those changes were made along with the school district home rule and see if that's actually working, and if not, we need to tweak it and make it better. A couple of bills that did come to me last year from the House that I wasn't able to act on that are important to get through are some fixes to the career and technical education language surrounding the regional planning committees. We need to get a couple of bugs worked out of that related to our ag programs, which are so vital in rural schools. And then also the operational sharing is sunsetting this coming year. There's a bill to extend that sunset out so that districts can continue to see incentives to share positions so that they're making the wisest use of dollars available when they have those opportunities to share with other districts. That's kind of my priority list going into the Education Committee.
Recently, we've had a lot of talk about the federal tax reform that just passed, coming now to potential state tax reform. I guess my question is your opinion on tax reform and where you stand going into the legislative session.
You mentioned the federal tax reform that happened. There'll be things that Iowa will need to do to address what happened at the federal level. There are pieces of that are going to impact us, so we'll need to fix our own tax code, I think, to make sure that everything functions smoothly. That being said, you brought up a couple of other issues. One being that our corporate tax rate is the highest in the nation. I believe at 12%, our highest rate is right at 12%. I know in the region, I mean, even Illinois to our east, and we know most people don't take keys from Illinois as far as how to run government. They are I believe, the next highest at 7%, and that's just, that puts us at an economic disadvantage when it comes to supporting the businesses we already have and attracting new businesses to the state. You know, there's a lot of conversation about tax credits and their viability, but I was recently in a forum where a colleague of mine in the Senate, who is a Democrat, so not even of the same party, made the statement that tax credits are an apology for a bad tax code. And that's exactly what we're looking at. We have the tax credit system that we have that so many people are complaining about because our tax system is broken up front. When we are the highest corporate tax rate, we have to do something to attract business, and that's where the tax credits have come from. I believe that a tax reform that takes into account lowering and simplifying our tax system that we have. We have more tax brackets than we need to, even on the individual tax rate. So lowering and eliminating some of those brackets so that our system is cleaner and smoother, and taking out some of those credits that make for so much confusion in the system and so many questions about it. So if we lower the rates, eliminate some of the loopholes, and make our system cleaner and simpler, I think it ends up being better for everyone.
Well, Senator, I really appreciate you speaking with me. Every legislator so far we've talked to has seemed like they're just chomping at the bit to get to work and get some of these issues and stuff figured out. So I appreciate you, you know, sitting down with us, talking with us out of your busy schedule. And I look forward to talking with you throughout the legislative session and letting you inform the listeners what's going down at the Capitol.
Thanks, Nathan. It's been my pleasure.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Senator Amy Sinclair for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.